Don Newberry, the idle American in Fort Worth, today, a couple of good uns. They are a lovable couple, Dr. Chris Liebram and his wife Cindy, known for easily triggered smiles, positive attitudes, deep faith, and a commitment to a close-knit family. Married for 52 years, they have reached highest peaks and navigated life's storms, shortening them when possible, confident of a safe arrival on the other side. They're the kind of folks whose company is treasured. Cindy deserves life of the party status, laughing, even cackling all the way, sometimes way out on limbs. Comparatively, Chris is content in the shade of trees, maybe planting something to bloom later. In short, they personify the expression heard during long ago cattle drives, "They'll do to ride the river with." They're proud of their sons, Corey and Clay, their daughters-in-law, and their four grandchildren. Chris and Cindy, who met as students at Howard Payne University, carve out family time admirably. This was difficult to accomplish during Chris's schedule-packed professional years of denominational leadership. Even with their mid-70s now at hand, they press on, barely slowed in semi-retirement. Chris works part-time for his alma mater and still preaches often on Sundays throughout Texas. They are beloved by everyone, even friends with other religious beliefs or political leanings. I deeply value their friendship, these thoughtful, caring Christians. Chris is studied, his words carefully chosen when serious topics are broached. Cindy can be serious too, but most friends can't remember the last time she was serious. She's always at the ready to snap pictures. Fact is, the camera strap marks formerly marking the back of her neck are slowly disappearing. Now she values her smartphone, handy not only for yakking, but also for photography. Grandchildren are our favorite targets, as are much else that moves, or for that matter, stands still. I joke with them endlessly, sometimes even jabbing a bit, and they jab back, particularly Cindy. She's a joyful soul, but probably would be a lousy poker player. Chris, with quiet reserve and contemplation, can steer around most workaday challenges, two of which will be addressed in this column. To most people, they'll fit in the minutia box, probably even at the very bottom. Neither of these points is mentioned critically and typically broached jokingly. He can't pronounce New Braunfels, and he's colorblind. I don't intend to joke about his visual condition, but he does. Well, first things first. Like television newsmen who never knew they'd need to pronounce Uvalde often until the horribly tragic event there, Chris never thought he'd need to pronounce or even try to pronounce New Braunfels on a regular basis. Not so fast. Howard Payne has a branch campus there, so he's often involved in conversations that include the community's name. In the past, he's been able to mumble through it or simply go ahead and pronounce it New Braunfels or New Braunfels, like many others do. I've tried endlessly to help him conquer this slight pronunciation flaw, but so far have been unsuccessful. It's his blind spot, so to speak, similar to my failure to understand the difference in imply and infer. Trying to do so makes my hair hurt. Now let's jump into his world, which isn't often black and white, but various shades and hues, most of which he has learned to live with. He and Cindy are theater-goers, treasuring attendance at the productions like Wicked, a Broadway hit that opened in 2003. They've seen it at least a half dozen times on various stages, most recently at Dallas Summer Musicals. At intermission, he heard a lady seated behind them mention the green-colored witch, Elphaba, however you say it. Puzzled, he turned to Cindy, expressing that he'd never realized the witch's greenish color. Chris is doubly careful at traffic lights, too. I try to go with the flow, he says, and I've learned that the shortest measurement of time is that brief moment between the light turning green and the horn honking behind me. Remember, I told you their faults are few. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.